Hey there, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I've been telling a story recently about a guy I'll call Brian, not his real name, but he could be one of any number of men that I've worked with who have achieved something that he's achieved, something he never thought he would achieve. And that's getting to the point to where he's turning his wife down for sex, right? Who would have ever thought that that would happen? I know I didn't think I'd ever get to a point to where I would be turning down sex. After all, sex for most of us as we're growing up is one of the most defining moments. A woman who's willing to have sex with us and touch us and give us affection and attention and approval is one of the best ways we can fill up our cup of feeling like we're worthy, like we're good enough. But with guys like Brian and guys like me, as we get to a certain point, we start to understand there's a different way to look at sex and sexuality, a different way to look at a woman's body and what she can give us as opposed to what we can give her. And so the transformation that happened for Brian was after many years of hovering, like what he described was an F-15 fighter trying to suck off the tit of validation off the mother tank or the mothership. He called his wife the air tanker of validation after he began seeing more clearly that he was always bugging and poking and prodding and complaining and whining and begging, just like we do when we're in that mode where we think that we have to get sex and affection from her in order for us to feel like we're full men, like we're whole. And what Brian realized wasn't just the intellectual knowledge that he had to let go of those feelings and he had to stop bugging her and stop hovering and stop trying to fly up and fill up his tank. Of course, that was unattractive. He knew that. But just knowing that isn't enough for a man to cause a transformation in how he sees himself. A man has to get very clear about his own value. He has to be unapologetic about the fact that he is a romantic, caring, sensitive man who enjoys affection and adoration and he enjoys touch, that he might have even cried at the movie Old Yeller or any other time he sees old couples holding hands in the park, and that he finds that stuff just really cool. That non-sexual stuff that we tend to hide behind, we tend to not admit that vulnerable, mushy side that we have. And we try to replace it with physical affection or sex. We try to just go for the home run and go complete the mission of getting sex. And what a guy like Brian had to do was understand that he could live in a sensual body. He could live as a passionate man, that he was certainly worthy and valuable enough, and that he was attractive enough, and he was worth being sensual without having sex. He was able to give passion, give attention, give affection, give adoration to everybody, not just his wife. So once Brian found out that he had the ability and he could gain the confidence and the perspective to know that he didn't have to feel validated with sex first before he could feel like an important, worthy, passionate man. It's quite the opposite. And so what Brian learned was how to become a worthy, valuable, passionate man with everybody. It doesn't matter if it's with his family, his sister, his kids, the cashier at the Burger King. It doesn't matter that when you start living a whole life as you really are, a passionate life, a meaningful life, and start giving to others from a place of vulnerability and total transparency, when you become that man, everything changes for you. So in Brian's story, he started doing that. He did it not as a game to attract Emily's approval, right? He didn't do it trying to trick her into liking him. He did it because he decided he liked himself. And this is the process I take men through, is that the process of discovery that I am whole. I am not half a man. My marriage is not 50-50. I am 100%. And when you learn to live 100% in your skin of passion and value and worthiness, and you give that to other people instead of seeking to get it filled up in you all the time, acting as if you're already full because you are already full, that's when the game changes. And that's when it changed for Brian. He started doing that. He started just becoming this man, and he became much less focused on the act of sex with Emily. And she got the feeling of it, and she started seeing how he was changing. And she wasn't immediately attracted to it. She was immediately threatened by it because she thought the only possible reason a man could have this change in attitude and energy and be so generous, the only way a guy could do that was if he was sleeping with somebody else. That's what she thought, that a guy couldn't just do that. Well, I'm telling you, a guy can just do that. Once you can get that feeling of mojo to where you don't have to get things from other people before you give. So to finish the story, Emily started going started approaching him. She started fixing her hair up or sitting in his lap or just initiating conversations, asking him for help with things she really didn't need help with. And he started to see that she was coming on to him. She even got a little suspicious, like I said, and checking his phone, wondering why he is so cool now. And so that's how it happened for Brian. He realized that he could have all the affection and passion and sex that he wants if he just decides to be that man and give it instead of seeking to get it all the time. And when he stopped pressuring Emily, when he stopped making her feel like she was responsible for his sense of manhood and worthiness, as soon as he stopped that and became clear that he could be that without her, that's when she got interested again. And so this is how you can do it. You can read books and watch videos on what to do, but what I just described there is a complex transformation. It's very personalized depending on who you are, what your baggage is, what your wife's history is, what your relationship history is. And this is what I do for men. I mentor them through this process. I take your actual situation that you're going through, and we look also into your childhood, and we look into your past relationship habits. And what we do is just create a plan to have you start changing the way you see yourself and the way you feel in your own skin. That is the key to changing everything in your relationship and everything in your life for that matter. So that's how Brian did it. I would like to show you how to do it with you in your unique setting with your unique challenges. So give me a call or send me an email. Let's set up a conference call and we'll just, a consultation call. Did I say conference call? A consultation call. And we'll just wrap 60 or 90 minutes. I'm going to ask you to commit to the call. I'm going to ask you to find a quiet place. I'm going to ask you to show up powerfully because that's what I will do for you. That's all I have for today. Have a great day, brother. Take care. Bye-bye.